Welcome in Linda, joining us on behalf of the Women's Resource Center. Linda, it's good to see you in the studio once again.
It's great to be here today.
Thank you for taking time for us.
Well, you're welcome.
So Linda, before we talk about the event that's coming up in just a couple of weeks for the Women's Resource Center, can you give us a reminder on what is the Women's Resource Center in North Platte?
Yes, the Women's Resource Center is a pregnancy help center. So we are there for those that are dealing perhaps with an unexpected pregnancy. Perhaps they're just wanting to gain some information as far as parenting. We also do life skill training. It's just a place for moms, expectant moms and moms of those babies to come in and learn, and they can earn. They earn baby bucks, and with that, they can purchase things from our baby boutique. So we have clothing for babies and formula and food and diapers is the big thing. We've already, in the first 3 months.
Formula has been a big one too recently.
Yes, it has. It has been. But we have had over 7,000 individual diapers go out in these last 3 months already.
That's great,
so
though.
It's great. It's, and we're just so thankful. We've had about 29 new clients that are coming seeking. We're finding that more and more of our moms that are coming just are looking for new friendships.
Oh, sure.
They're looking for
people.
Yeah, people to network. And so we've been trying to do a lot of things that are just really client focused to help them have those opportunities.
And Linda, obviously the Women's Resource Center, folks think of those mothers. But there are some events for the dads as well, the fathers-to-be.
There are. We have a fatherhood initiative that goes on. We have Steve Wessling is our male peer counselor, and we're always
the great Steve Wessling.
Yes, the great Steve Wessling. We're very thankful for him, and he meets with our guys, and they just talk about a lot of things that a new dad might deal with. And we find that a lot of our clients haven't had the opportunity to have, whether it's mentors or examples in their lives of what it means to be a parent and how to be providing for that home. So we're very grateful for those opportunities.
And even if you have had that mentor and that strong foundation, you're entering a new arena.
Definitely.
Parenthood. I mean, it's
a big deal.
Yes,
it really is.
Yes.
And, that's, one of the things that we really strive to do is provide, first of all, we have that choices counseling. We want people to choose life for their babies. We want them to know that it's a great thing to be a parent and that we're going to come alongside of those that are choosing life for their babies. Yet we know that some don't feel they're comfortable to do that. And so we're going to help them with that adoption process. And there's so many different ways to provide that today. But we just really are not wanting people to choose that abortion for their life, but to keep that baby alive and provide a great life for it.
Now, Linda, there is an event coming up here in early May for
yes.
the Women's Resource Center.
Yes, on May 6th and May 7th. So it's a Saturday and a Sunday. We have our annual, this year is our 22nd annual Walk for Life. It's crazy that it's been going on that long, but it's exciting. And now we are in 10 different locations. So there's 10 communities that are hosting that. We have coordinators that are working with the ambassadors, and an ambassador is someone that's connected to the church. That's the person out there trying to find people to walk for us, and people are raising funds. So if I'm a walker, I'm going to find people to sponsor me, and those monies is what becomes our fundraiser.
Awesome. So if folks want to participate in this, Linda, how can they learn a little bit more and potentially do so?
We have a website that they can go to, friendsofwrc.com, or they can simply call our office and we can talk to them, 534-1440. And they can register online, and that's a great way because then anybody that wants to sponsor them can find them there. But we also have paper. I heard Shay talking about that too. We do have the paper brochure where people can just go around. No money has to be collected ahead of time. We'll take care of all of that. They just need to have people that say, I will sponsor you for the walk and make that pledge. And that's where it all begins. And then we'll do all the work at the end of just kind of bringing all that income in.
Linda, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
We are just excited. We're looking to find 100 more walkers this year. So if you've never walked with us, now is the time to walk. And so again, that's 534-1440. Give us a call.
And don't come alone. Bring your friends.
Oh, no.
Bring your family.
In fact, we do have prizes for the top three walkers, and we have prizes here in North Platte for our teams, and we have some prizes for kids. So awesome. we're looking forward to that.
It's a family event.
It is.
6th and 7th.
It is.
Linda, we appreciate the time. It's good to see you in the studio today.
Thank you. Great to be here.